Welcome back to the Business of Government Hour. I'm Michael Keegan, your host, and our guest today is Victor Gavin, Program Executive Officer for Enterprise Information Systems within the U.S. Department of the Navy. Also joining us from IBM is Jennifer Cronus. Victor, you mentioned earlier that cyber threats or threats to the system is a major challenge for you. What are you doing to strengthen your IT security posture across the enterprise? And perhaps you could outline for us what are some of the threats you're defending against?
Security, clearly, as I said, is the number one priority for securing our network as well as applications and our data. Additionally, we must constantly weigh the amount of security we provide to the budget. So there's always a budget performance balance that we have to risk, have to address. While I can't specifically discuss the threat environment and maintain those security for obvious classified reasons, we do have a variety of tools and processes in place to track the health of our networks and to identify adversarial activity on those networks and a way to address those once they're there, as well as tools to actually keep the threat off of those networks. We continue to develop as the enemy continues to change. We continue to develop and refine those processes, which is a constant battle, a constant change in this network, in any network. We continue to make adjustments in our infrastructure. New norms in which we operate require that we consistently stay ahead of that adversary. One example of this is our newest initiative, the Task Force Cyber Awakening. The CNO established this task force to deliver a fundamental change to the Navy's organization's resources and acquisition readiness by extending our cyber apparatus beyond traditional IT of our combat systems and combat support to the entire department's activities.
So, Victor, you also mentioned earlier one of your top challenges is the budget environment in DoD. So to that end, how are you reducing the overall cost of your programs? And does that involve in any way moving toward agile or modular development?
I believe, again, unlike in our combat systems area, this space is driven primarily by industry. So I contend we are managing our budget by following those best industry practices and using the power of competition to do that. I think IBM and other large companies have some of the same financial challenges we do and are always seeking to buy the best product they can at the most affordable cost. We feel that by following those industry best practices, those industry technologies such as Agile, such as cloud, it puts us and maintains us on that trajectory. But we want to do that through competition. We also believe that there are lots of providers for these technologies. And as long as we maintain our processes to be open and allow folks to compete for them, that puts us in the best position financially.
Information sharing is obviously a critical strategic capability as well. So to that end, what are you doing to kind of structure and tag Navy data so that it is accessible, searchable, available, and how are you cultivating a culture of information sharing across all domains?
Yes. So I'll answer that question in two ways, but first internally and then externally. Internally to the PEO, we clearly have the same challenges everyone else has on information sharing. I'll start with ERP. We have our Navy ERP program and our GCSS Marine Corps program, which clearly do similar functions. So what we've done is we've established what I'm calling the community of interest inside of our ERP processes, even across those two domains, of which they discuss, they collaborate on ways to share those informations, as well as the talent associated with building and maintaining those capabilities. That started up last year, and we're seeing some real benefits from taking those two, you know, while they're different systems, the processes and products that they are managing are very similar. External to the PEO, however, we are doing some things with our partner services in the Army and Air Force with information sharing. They, too, have the same challenges with ERPs and with network designs. And we have regular collaboration with them on how best to share that information.
So, Victor, there's a push to reduce service contracts. And basically, traditionally, what that has meant is relying heavily on contractors to supplement your efforts with your staff, your workforce. What is your assessment in this area, and what are the key challenges faced to balancing the blended workforce of industry and government?
Yes, you are correct. The budget realities have had an effect on how we acquire IT, as well as the relationship between government and industry. The pace of change in this business area, however, requires us to maintain a constant ear to the commercial landscape. Additionally, however, we must build internal to ourselves a Navy competency in this area as well, because we can't solely rely on industry to define our requirements. So we're trying to strike that balance between using industry for what industry does best, building a workforce that understands the technology and the migration of that technology so that we become, I'll say, good buyers of that technology, as well as a technical workforce to understand how best to state and to document our specific and unique requirements. So these are challenging times with the mix between government and industry when it comes to that. But I think you'll find in IT that mix, that blend is a little different than you'll find in the ship and other areas in the Navy portfolio.
Can you elaborate a little bit, Victor, on your efforts to enhance the Navy systems engineering and program management competencies in workforce? And specifically, are there any programs that you're pursuing and challenges that you face in building these competencies?
Yeah, as I mentioned just previously, we have a concerted effort in the area of enterprise resource planning. Mm-hmm. Our community of interest, which we're establishing down at SPAWAR System Center Atlantic, is focused primarily on building an additional competency in this area. We're working very closely with industry, both SAP and Oracle, who are current providers of those products, on educating our workforce and, again, striking that balance between what are the roles of government and what should the role of industry be. Additionally, at the SPAWAR level, we are focusing quite heavily on our IT tech authority. Again, making government folks as smart and as competent in the IT area as industry. As you might imagine, and that tends to be challenging given the pace of change of technology. But we have a dedicated focus at the SPAWAR level on doing exactly that.
Victor, I want to get a sense of your background. Could you give us a little bit about your background, how you get to your current role?
Sure, absolutely. That's really easy to talk about. I've been a 32-year government civil servant. Right out of college, I started my career and spent most of my career working submarine combat systems. I had the pleasure of being at the front end of the Navy's evolution into using commercial equipment on submarine combat systems, and served as chief engineer for that evolution. After 20-something years of doing that, I decided to take that same challenge into the surface ship world, where I worked closely with the LCS program on the mission module side, using those same technologies and techniques. Just a few years ago, Mr. Stackley thought I would be a perfect fit for the PEO EIS deputy job. And I think he was right, because from a business practice standpoint, they are similar. What we talked about earlier, the things that are different is the pace of change, mm-hmm. and who drives that change. In those other areas that I talked in previously, the government drove the change. You change submarines at your pace based on your requirement. You change missiles and things at the Navy's pace, at the Navy and the government's requirement. In IT changes without us.
And
in spite of us. And as a result, the business model, our approaches to acquisition have to change to effectively adopt what industry's going. To realize that you are in the backseat of the car as opposed to driving the car brings in new and unique challenges.
Well, it's actually, I want to dive a little deeper into that. Given your background with large, complex, compact systems, how have you leveraged the experience, perhaps lessons learned, in leading your new portfolio, business systems programs?
Absolutely. One of the challenges we had in the combat system area back in the late 90s, we were in high demand to get new capability on board our submarine platforms on a rapid pace. You know, prior to that, program delivery of new capability was on a 3 to 5 year pace. And we were effectively being outpaced by our adversaries. The CNO at the time said, this has to change. How best to do that? And I was part of a group that came up with a system and a process known as the Acoustic Rapid COTS Insertion Program and the Advanced Processor Build process that allowed us to use commercial technology on those platforms and very rapidly move capability from the advanced development world into the hands of our sailors and deploy them from a 5-year pace to a annual pace of improvement. So that emphasis on the pace of change has been directly applicable to what we're trying to do in IT. While we're not the source of a lot of those changes, as we were in the submarine world, our ability to navigate the acquisition system to leverage those industry sources of change into our networks has been directly applicable.
So, Victor, how do you keep your end users or customer requirements front and center in what you do?
In a word, collaboration. There are several forms that we use inside the program office, inside the PEO, and with our resource sponsor in the fleet to communicate to our end user and our customer to gain their desires and new requirements. I'm happy to say that if you know the Navy, I don't have any shy customers. So I am not without a constant and consistent demand signal for change, for new capabilities. So I'm not without those new requirements continue to come. And we have to maintain and do maintain an open door policy to, first of all, listening to what those desires are, and then trying to balance them against the existing budget and the existing functionality that we provide. One of the challenges that we have to begin to do is to begin a better forecasting opportunity for our department. I think it would be very helpful, and we're on this path, to provide to our customers the direction we see that technology heading and our ability to adopt and adapt to those things, as opposed to constantly responding to their inquiries.
What does the future hold for the Navy's Program Executive Office for Enterprise Information Systems? We will ask Victor Gavin when our conversation continues on the Business of Government Hour.